Dr. Christopher Burton, welcome to the Jukebox.
Pleasure to be here. Now,
great to have you. And Dr. Christopher Burton is the artistic director, director of music at Grace United Church, which is a charming church in Thornbury, ever charming town. Always love when I can visit the beautiful art galleries, have a nice dinner, a buffet. Thornbury is a nice city.
It's a great place. I love it there.
When did you settle there?
In 2018.
2018?
Yeah, I've been there for a few years. And of course, the fun was interrupted by the pandemic. But we're getting things going again.
Right. So you cooked up this very interesting series at Grace United Church. The pandemic threw us all off balance.
That's right. Now
you're excited to come back. This Saturday, you're bringing in the Elmer Eisler Singers. That's exciting.
And this will be our second time with the Elmer Eisler Singers. They were our first concert in the first year of our series in March of 2019.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're excited to come back for sure.
I've had talks with Lydia and also Jesse Eisler, and it's going to be really fun seeing them again.
For sure. Yeah. Right. Now, they were up in Collingwood also around the same time. We had them in summer of 2019. And then I remember speaking with Lydia Adams, the challenges that especially choirs have had to go through with the COVID virus.
That's right.
One can't sing in a mask, right?
This weekend we are going to sing in masks.
Yeah.
At first, when we were signing the contracts a few months ago, we said, do we make a contract with the Elmer Eisler Singers that they must sing in masks? And I said, no, we can't ask that. But then when I was talking to Lydia a few weeks ago or a month ago, she said, and we are going to sing in masks.
Fantastic. Because it's like a mental block, you know, for the singers. If they can get past it, then all the best for them. Hallelujah. Yeah.
And of course, the audience is going to be asked to wear masks. And people joining the Elmer Eisler Singers in the community singers are going to be asked to mask as well.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Well, that creates a layer of safety.
That's right.
And at the same time, you can continue the great artistic quality.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, that's exciting. That's coming up Saturday, October 29th, Grace United Church. To get your tickets, go to graceunitedthornbury.ca. That website is graceunitedthornbury.ca if you're up in the beautiful, charming Southern Georgian Bay area. I also want to drop the box office number, 519-599-2438. Some of our callers just prefer to have a little human touch. 519-599-2438.
And that reaches the church office, and Vanessa is there right now.
Ready to take your orders. Excellent. It's very exciting. I'm so happy to see the Elmer Eisler Singers back. They did such a heartwarming show, I remember, back when they were touring in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about what will be on the program?
Well, I've got the playlist here. We will start with a very familiar work by Leon Dubinsky, arranged by Lydia Adams, We Rise Again, a very popular song.
Very timely choice.
Yeah, and actually Lydia suggested that we make that the theme song for the concert, and
oh,
I think
good.
That's perfect. We Rise
Absolutely.
Again from the pandemic, from the misery.
And it was arranged by...
By Lydia Adams.
Our very own Lydia Adams.
That's
fantastic.
Right. And there's quite a connection between Leon Dubinsky and Lydia Adams. They're both Cape Bretoners.
Oh, good.
You know, Leon is from Sydney. Lydia is from Glace Bay, which are adjacent on
exciting.
Cape Breton. So.
Okay. Then what else do you have in the program?
We have some Mendelssohn, some Healy Whelan, some Eleanor Daly.
Yep.
I can't pronounce this last name, I'm afraid.
Oh,
Miroslav Skoric.
The Ukrainian composer. Yes.
Yeah.
The Melodia, we play that on our station many times.
Oh, well.
Beautiful melody. Yeah.
Robbie Barnes, Billy Joel, and then we will finish with the Wie lieblich sind deine Wohnungen from the German Requiem by Brahms.
Yes.
And the We Rise Again and the Wie lieblich, we are inviting community singers to participate in those two.
Oh, so it'll be very grand.
Yep. Yeah.
Just the way Brahms intended it to be.
That's
wonderful.
Right.
Well, that's very exciting. Now, you also have some workshops. I saw on the day you have a video concert for those who prefer to be perhaps a little further away from the crowd and watch on the screen.
If there's an overflow
Right.
There is a room downstairs where there's a nice big screen, and we have the technology to see it live in the church or to stream it downstairs.
Excellent. And what is the workshop all about? 4:30 p.m., same day of the concert. A workshop, a chance to rub shoulders with the Elmer Eisler singers.
That's right. Well, the opening piece and the closing piece on the program we will do with community singers, as I said, the We Rise Again, and Lydia will work us through that. Mm-hmm. And then also the Wie Lieblich, she will work us through that as well.
Interesting. And when you say work us, you mean actually working on the music, giving kind of a backstage view of
rehearsal
to listen for.
And right. what to do in the performance.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the participants in the workshop read music very well and sing very well, sing in choirs. Others do not read music, might be a little more dependent on the person next to them in the workshop.
But, naturally, yes.
Everybody will have a great time. I did work on both those pieces with some of the people already on Sunday afternoon. I did a pre-workshop workshop, and I'll do another one of those on Thursday night this week.
Excellent. Well, they're in great hands. You're a pianist yourself. You studied at University of Ottawa, and then later Eastman School of Music. You're very versatile. You wear many hats. You're a fabulous musician. I've gotten to know you before the pandemic. So when are we going to have some forehand?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah,
that would be a lot of fun.
We talked about it, and then time is ripe. We'll have to do that.
Do you remember what you played the first time I heard you play live?
Well, if you heard me at Collingwood, that would have been the Beethoven. Choral
Fantasy. It was before that.
The Gershwin.
The Gershwin
That's
solo
right.
Rhapsody in Blue.
That's right. Now there's a good choice. Well, in that whole era, 20th century, you've got Bartok. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous selections. Okay. Ravel, we should do that one as well.
That too, yeah.
All right, fabulous. Dr. Christopher Burton, a great chat as always. If you'd like to get your tickets for this upcoming performance, it is taking place very soon, Saturday, October 29th, if you're up in Thornbury or would like to visit our beautiful bay up here, get your tickets at graceunitedthornbury.ca, 519-599-2438. Chris, so great to see you.
Thank you very much.